The Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork, Minnesota has hosted many high-caliber arts experiences in its lifetime. From professional theater to orchestra to professional flamenco dancers, storytellers, authors, it's home to a monthly classic movie series, and it's home to an art gallery that exhibits both local and nationally renowned artists. Big Fork is a community of only about 450 people or so, and it is located 50 miles from Grand Rapids, 75 miles from Bemidji, and about 125 miles from Duluth. In its remote location, the Edge Center for the Arts has proven to be a major attraction for locals and tourists alike. I stopped by the Edge Center to learn more about it. Marcy Lindgren told me all about the theater space, and Gail Blackmer told me all about the gallery space and the current exhibit.
I will just show you the theater quickly.
So how long has the Edge Center for the Arts been here?
We had our 10th anniversary 2 years ago, so we're about 12 years old. And the story itself is just, to me, is so interesting because our founder, Patty Feld, had moved up from the cities, and she had this in mind. All of that evolved in a small community. And then we built it with our own money through grants, loans, yes. You know, no loans, paid for, all paid for, and attached to the school. Smartest thing ever. Because when I first got in this, I worked at the school for 30 years. And then I just moved. I just moved over here.
What did you do at the school for 30 years?
I was a secretary.
You were. Yeah. You knew everybody then.
I did. And then the later years worked in the counseling office, got kids ready to go to college, and it was a very diverse.
Did you grow up here?
No, I grew up on the Iron Range. Ended up here. Mm-hmm. After a few years, I had four children that all graduated from here, and, mm-hmm. and yeah, it's been a good mix, a real good mix, and I love what I do here. This is the toughest part of the year because we're trying to put together, you know, a calendar, and now everything is in place, and the rest of it is just the work. We just wait for them to come, you know, put on the performance.
The Edge Center for the Arts was a long time coming in Big Fork. It started as a seed in 1992 when the then school superintendent, who was also quite a visionary, connected with the Blandon Foundation, and the Edge of the Wilderness Community Center was formed as a nonprofit. The object for the Edge of the Wilderness Community Center was to collaborate with the school district and provide enhancements to the Big Fork School. Neither entity could manage those enhancements on their own, and this way, as a nonprofit, they could better serve the community. One of the missions of the Edge of the Wilderness Community Center was enhancing opportunities in the fine arts. And so they founded the Art League for local visual artists and the Edge Wild Players for community theater productions. And that was in 1996. In 1998, they started to raise awareness for a fine arts center, and they also started raising money. By the year 2000, approximately $60,000 had been raised in the community for this effort. They determined that the arts center would be owned by the school district and managed by the Edge of the Wilderness Community Center. Later that year, an anonymous donor gave $600,000 to the building fund, and it was this influx of community generosity that allowed granting organizations to really consider helping to fund the big project. As the ball started rolling, all kinds of things started happening. A high school alumni, who is now a fellow of the American Institute of Architects, was able to offer his services for free. The donation of his services and those of his theater designer, lighting specialist, and acoustic specialist made possible all the plans for this small 283-seat state-of-the-art theater facility with a visual arts gallery. And because it is attached to the school, it can be accessed by students of all ages all throughout the school year.
And I visited with people when I first started in the business here, a lot of smaller theaters all over the country. And to find out how, you know, Brainerd and Bemidji and, you know, they're performing arts centers, and they all struggle. They struggle with everything. And we are so blessed. So to attach this, sell it for a dollar, that's
and
wonderful.
And the kids can come. I mean, if you have
this is the nicest, events. One of the nicest parts. We give these children an opportunity to see opera, to see classical dance, to see things that they would never see before, ever. They would not have that exposure. The people here can't afford to go to the cities and take in all of these things. We have them come here. If they'll put on a performance for the children, for the school. Sometimes it's just elementary. Sometimes it's all of the kids. And they come in, and then we'll have a night performance.
In 2018, the Edge Center for the Arts Theater hosted a piano bar, a Johnny Cash tribute band, professional flamenco dancers, the author Lorna Landvik, Anne Dunn and Annie Humphrey, The Lost 40, the Darryl Webb Band, and Madagascar, a musical adventure.
This stage gets filled up. One of our biggest performances is in the middle of July, and it is Stages Theater from Hopkins. And we have kind of a personal attachment through some other people, and they come up here, and the magic is just wonderful.
Yes.
This year she's putting on Willy Wonka.
Oh, she is.
So I'm excited.
Oh,
and then we feed the kids, all the kids, all the actors come up. They stay out. We have a doctor that has a home out in the country, and she has a bunkhouse that she built for the kids. So these kids from the cities come. It's like, Katie, sometimes they're this little, you know, and then other times, and they're of all color.
Right.
They're just beautiful. And they come up here, and they learn from us, you know, and we let them kayak and have fun in the woods.
They get a taste of the wilderness.
Oh, do they ever? Yeah, do they ever?
Which they may never. You know, it's interesting. It's a flip-flop of what
you're
saying. This gives kids here an opportunity to see things they
never
saw.
They would never see it.
And
those kids come here.
Yeah.
Deer walking through the yard. And just little things that we kind of see and take for granted. And these kids just love it. Just eat it up. So.
This is quite a space. I tell you, art spaces in small communities make a huge impact.
And, of course, we run through the same problems that everybody else does. We have, this is a logging community. You know what I mean? So there are just people that don't do men in tights, don't come around. Mm-hmm. And then there's others we have had here that have not missed a performance in 12 years.
Right. You know? They just eat it up.
Oh, yeah. We do what we do. We do it anyway.
The theater schedule for the 2019 season is still being hammered out, but will be available very soon. You can just visit edgecenterarts.org to find out what their schedule will be this season. For sure, that Stages Theater Troupe will be coming up from Hopkins this summer, and they'll be performing Willy Wonka.